This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Vaping is the act of inhaling and exhaling an electronic cigarette to give the sensation of smoking, and its popularity has increased among teens in recent years. KEDM's Taylor Costa talked with Rebecca Mixon, manager of the St. Francis Tobacco Cessation Program, about the dangers of vaping and what to do if your child is a vapor on this week's Time to Talk.
Welcome to the program, Rebecca.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Let's begin with you explaining the difference between vaping and the use of other tobacco products.
Well, with a traditional tobacco product, you would think of cigarettes or dipping or something like that. And so, for example, with a cigarette, you would light the end of the cigarette and you would get a combustion effect. You would have smoke, you would have a lighted product. But now with a vape, you, unlike a regular cigarette, you're going to have a small to mid-sized box. It's actually a battery-operated device that is used to heat a liquid-filled cartridge that's going to contain nicotine. It creates a vapor that delivers nicotine with flavored additives. I'm sure everybody's heard of, you know, how they have cotton candy or strawberry, and a lot of that is being potentially banned in various places. There's been a lot of information about that in the news. That delivers chemicals into the lungs, up to the brain, and out to the body.
There are always health risks when it comes to using tobacco products. What are some specific health issues parents need to know about vaping?
Well, you might see like a bloody sore inside the mouth from the system, dry mouth, unusual sensitivity to caffeine, very possible to have maybe some sleep issues going on, nosebleeds maybe, unexplained nosebleeds, lots of different issues. And it can vary from one person to the next. And some of these things are hard to say because they could just be regular. They're so easily confused, you know, regular symptoms of other things.
The health risk that you just discussed is enough on its own for parents to speak to their children about vaping. How do you start the conversation with someone who uses tobacco products?
Well, anytime you want to have a conversation with someone and encourage them to stop using tobacco products, I think the first thing you need to remember is don't talk down to them. So often they've heard it 1,000 times that they need to quit, and a lot of times they know, and they may want to quit, but you have to understand what they're dealing with is an addiction. And a lot of times they may have smoked for or vaped for 2 months or 20 years and have an equally difficult time quitting. There are people who can use nicotine for a very short period of time and struggle for the rest of their life, or they can put it down easily. They may, you know, 50 years from now walk away from it. But, you know, one of the things is approach with respect. Never talk down to someone and meet them where they are in their journey. They may not be ready to quit. Encourage them, tell them that you are on their side and be with them where they are. You know, and especially with your children, don't talk down to your children. They need to know that you are presenting information to them. Don't let them jump in front of this without information. You know, a little bit of respect goes a long way when you're talking to your kids. Often, if you will approach them with respect, they will do the same for you.
Rebecca Mixon is the manager of St. Francis Tobacco Cessation Program. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.